She went to UNK. He took some girls, didn't take a lot of girls, but just to kind of get a sense of what the season was going to, you know, kind of kick off. But you had some nice results, especially kind of your seniors, your upperclassmen came through for you, didn't they?
Yeah, we took a small number, but it was, you know, who we felt were more prepared a little bit. We also, you know, we're a young team, and I think it's a little early in the season to be taking some of those who have only practiced just a little bit. It's kind of a rough environment anyways when you're going against, you know, the Kearney and North Platte and, you know, those bigger schools.
I noticed, you know, a couple of your upperclassmen, Brecken Gale, Emma Cappell, Jaylee Walgren, as we talked about the week before, in our little preview, those girls had a chance to kind of compete for the first time?
Yeah. So Emma ran the mile. She got third, right behind a North Platte and Kearney girl. So, I mean, she's right where we want her to be. She's been working really hard all winter to get ready. And then her and Brecken kind of ran in the 4x4 with a couple of the younger girls who we were just kind of seeing what those two could do. And I think they did a really good job of just being some senior leaders for those two who are a little bit more on the nervous end. And I know Jaylee, she has been fighting, kind of getting her wisdom teeth out. She had a tough week the week before, so I'm not sure she was incredibly prepared, but she really wanted to compete. She is definitely a competitor, and so we took her, and I know she wasn't really happy with the results, but it gets the meat under her belt, and she'll be ready by next week for sure.
What did some of your younger girls, your new girls, think of competing indoors? Probably for some of them, first time ever.
Yeah, it's a different experience. Anybody that's been there, they know it's like, you know, it's very tight type fit. Everybody can see you, and I think some of the girls were a little alarmed by that. They're like, you know, you're within 5 feet of everybody in the stands, and even though you can't fit a ton of spectators in there, there's, you know, people just running around all over the place. So it's kind of chaotic. And then you also have the fact that, you know, you're running 2.5 laps instead of one for a 400. And that kind of was an eye opener for him too. But I told him, I'm like, it goes really fast because, you know, you can never really see the end line. So I think it's an interesting experience. It's not my favorite meet in the world, but I think they handled it well.
Big week, I take it, coming up with the first outdoor meet at Aurora. Tara coming up, and big week of practice getting after it on Monday. And you get maybe put some more relays together for that first meet and get some more kids some competition this week.
Oh, yeah. I mean, the fact that we can enter way more kids, we'll get a lot of those younger ones, some JV action a little bit. And then I have the good hopes for some of our older kids and a few of our newcomers. I mean, Kirsten Porter, she didn't throw her best at UNK. We know she's thrown a lot further in practice, but she's somebody that we're kind of hopeful to get some good things going on Friday with Aurora.
Yeah, and it's not a big meet. Correct me if I'm wrong. 5-6 teams, not a big meet, but the teams there are pretty good.
Yeah, I think there's six teams maybe. But yeah, they're all good. You know, you got Aurora, Broken Bow, Kearney Catholic, Grand Island Northwest. They're all pretty decent teams. So it's by no means going to be an easy meet. So, we'll take the week and prepare, and we'll see what they can do.